Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, European gamers want the EU to pass a law to preserve online games. Bungie sacks 220 developers and will lose their independence. And a poisoned mod for a racing sim caused Disney to be hacked. Here is the news for Sunday, 4th of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
A group of game activists are proposing a new law for the European Union that would stop developers from permanently taking games offline once their popularity drops. It becomes inevitable that the servers eventually get shut off. They do cost money to maintain, after all. But games like Ubisoft's The Crew, which had a player base of at least 12 million people when it was shut down earlier this year, has fallen victim. Well, that doesn't sit right with some passionate game preservationists who want to see the hard work of the developers live on and for consumers to continue having access to a product that they paid for. That's where the Stop Killing Games movement comes in.
It's fronted by YouTuber Ross Scott, who's hoping to rally the European gaming community with the end goal of proposing a new law. Their first task is using the European Citizens Initiative, a petition process that gets it in front of lawmakers. And they need 1 million signatures from EU citizens. And if they can do that, it has a pretty good chance of becoming an actual law. Here is Ross Scott explaining how the law would work.
This would require publishers to leave games they have sold to customers in a working state at the time of shutdown, without requiring any further connection to them or affiliated parties for the games to function. How they would do this would be up to them. This would also apply to free-to-play games that contain microtransactions. Because if you purchased a microtransaction as a good, then the game is made unplayable, well then you just lost your goods. This would not require publishers to give up any of their intellectual property rights, give up their source code, though that one would still be nice. It wouldn't require endless support. They can end it anytime they want as far as we're concerned. They wouldn't need to host servers. Though they would have to either patch out that requirement or else allow customers to host them privately. Assume any liability for what customers do with their copies of games. And finally, nothing about this initiative would have any impact on publisher business practices while the game is being supported. The idea here is we're just trying to stop games from being destroyed. That's it.
It's a lot to unpack, particularly the specifics around the EU petition system. So be sure to head to stopkillinggames.com or check out the link in the show notes to find out how best to get involved.
Guardian down.
The layoffs have returned, and this week it's Bungie that's cutting down on numbers. In a post on the Bungie website, CEO Pete Parsons said that 220 people have been laid off and 155 people will be integrated into Sony Interactive Entertainment. And according to Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, another 75 will be moved to a new studio. In the blog, Parsons said over the last 5 years, their goal was to create games in three global franchises. And to do that, they set up several incubation projects. However, as time continued, they realized that this model stretched their talent too thin, too quickly, and it became too big to realistically support.
Parsons also contributed economic conditions such as rising costs of development and industry shifts, as well as the quality miss of Destiny 2's expansion Lightfall as some of the causes of the layoffs. Bungie have said they will support the employees that they're laying off through an exit package, including severance, bonus, and health coverage. Last week, we saw Humble Games announce their restructure, or shutdown, depending on who you ask. But now we're starting to see more devs speak out about the lack of communication and support, especially around porting to consoles. However, Humble Games representative Michael Brown said to Polygon that nothing has changed and no developers have had to change their porting plans and that every project is moving ahead. When asked about why various studios have spoken out about what's happening, Brown responded saying that some of the studios were still in the process of connecting with their new points of contact.
But as always, you ask the devs and you get a completely different response. More studios have spoken out about their console porting plans, which are in limbo. And those that don't have console ports can't access the backend for patches. So those versions are now a little bit behind where they are on Steam. As you heard last week, the dev behind Bo, The Path of the Teal Lotus, which released only a couple of weeks ago, have joined in on the conversation saying that this restructure was a blow to their post-launch support, with the success and joy for the game being overshadowed by Humble's announcement. We'll keep you updated as we get more information.
What a mess.
We were pretty excited. Well, I'll say definitely I was pretty excited for the massive mod Fallout London last week. But now we've got a timely reminder that not all mods are safe. BeamNG, which is a driving simulator famous for its modding scene, was poisoned by a malicious Trojans that hackers planted, which gave access to players' computers. It included a software developer at Disney, which exposed the personal details of people who are working there, as well as unannounced games in development.
The hackers claim it was a retaliation to shutting down online games portal Club Penguin and Disney's attempt to lock down a performer's likeness forever.
Club Penguin? No way!
God, not Club Penguin.
Not Club Penguin.
But for all of us, make sure you stick to the major mod platforms like Nexus or ModDB if you want to play it safe.
And in some breaking news, we've just discovered that the long-running magazine that covers the games industry and all those new releases, Game Informer, will be shut down by its parent company, GameStop. This was a stalwart. A lot of people in journalism got their start writing for Game Informer. You might have picked it up. And it's just incredibly sad that the number of journalism jobs for games just keeps diminishing every single week.
Yeah, and it's been reported that the staff were a little bit blindsided by this, but we'll keep you up to date as more comes out. I know I have very fond memories when I was a kid reading Game Informer, reading up on all of the news. So sad to see it go.
That's it for the big headlines. And man, there are a lot of games coming out this week.
Pepper Grinder, the side-scrolling platformer released on Switch and PC earlier this year, is now available on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series S and X. Grab it on the 4th.
The 80s-inspired action side-scroller Volgar the Viking 2 is out this week. It's had a predecessor in 2013, which was a massive hit for fans of the genre. And this entry looks like it could have been worth the wait. You can find it on everything on the 6th.
Out on the 7th is Creatures of Ava, a third-person action adventure where you're tasked with saving weird and wonderful creatures on planet Ava before the world is taken over by a devastating infection. That's exclusive to PC, and it's out this Wednesday.
Cat Quest 3, which will see our cat hero set sail on the high seas in a brand new pirate setting, play solo or co-op. It arrives on all platforms this Thursday.
Preserve is a super chill nature building puzzle game where you create an ecosystem by handpicking plants and animals to create perfect symbiosis. It's out on PC on the 8th.
Out on the 8th as well is Steam World Heist 2, building on the original with new combat systems, classes, and a heap of new maps to explore. You can find it on everything this Thursday.
And finally, Gianni, this is your most highly anticipated game of the year.
You brought it up, mate.
It's called The Crush House. It's a self-described first-person shooter where the player picks out a cast members for a 90s-style reality dating show that grows more sinister the longer it remains on air. This game looks bonkers, and it's out on PC this coming Friday.
Despite your dangerous levels of horniness, Kyle, I think this actually might be quite an interesting game to check out.
It does actually look really, really interesting, yeah. Dangerous levels of horniness. That's good.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au. This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni DiGiovanni.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
You can follow Sifter on YouTube. We put every episode up as a video. You'll also see gameplay clips, shorts, and more. Find us on youtube.com sifter.com/SifterHQ. And make sure when you subscribe, you hit the little bell to get alerts. That address again is youtube.com/SifterHQ.
And also on that note, we are going to be streaming more. So keep an eye on our Discord if that's something that you'd be interested in watching us do. We've been playing some games like Chain Together. Fun things like that.
Lots of fun. Come join us.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough's script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Star Wars Outlaws gives you a unique look at a galaxy far, far away, with a focus on the scheming, unforgiving criminal underworld.
I thought, when playing originally, that Nyx would have been sort of like something I'd use occasionally, but it became pretty integral to the gameplay. You're kind of always like looking at the angles and seeing, well, okay, what can I do over here? How can I cause a distraction? Do I want to set an explosion off over there to draw attention over there? Or do I want to use that explosive barrel to blow up a few enemies? So, you know, there's a quite an interesting variety in the way that you can approach each particular, which I found really fun. When it breaks bad, you're just like, all right, here we go. It's Star Wars time.
So does it deliver on its galactic size potential? Find out on Drop Rate, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.